Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 231 of the Coolin' Out Podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it's Rel. What's up, people? What's good, man? How are you?
In good spirits, man. Again,
yeah.
It's warm now. I'm good. I'm good. Just looking forward, man. It's been a pretty smooth week. The good Lord's looked out for me. And maybe some promising things on the horizon. We'll see. But all in all, just good, man. All good. I don't really have.
Taking it easy. Much.
Yeah. It's warm. Just getting ready to enjoy the weather. Aside from that, nothing new. Just chilling, man.
That's good, man. You know what's crazy? Oh, it was like 79 degrees here today. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel nothing when I look outside. I looked at. I was like, cause I sit, like my desk where I work is like right next to my window. I'm looking outside, I'm like, damn, it's bright out today. I get on my phone, 79. I didn't feel a damn thing. I was like, all right.
Brooklyn, man.
It's different. It's a different energy.
Lived across the street, the best spot across the street, packed with seats, the coffee shop packed. I took a stroll in my neighborhood, just packed. Like, and it was like 60, mid-60s.
The energy's coming back?
Oh, it's spring now.
Yeah.
It's spring. People getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
I was talking to Carl. He was like, bro, like, the energy is shifting in New York. Like, he was where he was in Manhattan, somewhere in Manhattan the city. But he was like, the energy is shifting. He's like, you just feel it.
See, that's what I need to investigate. Because I have no idea what Manhattan about.
I mean,
in Brooklyn.
You got
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but. you gotta make your way there slowly. That you know how we give it up with Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm confident. I'll stumble upon it in my journeys. I'm confident.
But. If someone has a move, then you go. But if not, we don't just go roaming aimlessly to the city.
Yeah, that move is usually called brunch. So
yeah, exactly. Someone get the pulse still popping. We'll see.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's like, the energy, you could just feel it, and it's like weird. Because I just knew what he was talking about. Like, when he was telling me, I was like, like, you know what that feeling just feels like just the energy around you. So I can only imagine what Brooklyn looked like, because I tend to gravitate more to Brooklyn energy.
Yeah.
Just hits differently.
Man. I can't wait till it get really warm. Start making park moves. And I'm in good spirits. I mean, I remember like 2 weeks ago, howling wind. So I'm glad for just more consistent weather.
Yeah. And y'all had a rough winter too.
Stop.
Yeah.
Nah, we had to earn this.
Yeah.
We had to earn this, man. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. On many fronts, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah.
I'm in good spirits too now. You know?
Good, man.
Jesus, it feels like forever. It feels like I've been here forever. Charlotte, I love you, but I'm gone. Like, I'm gone. Like, I can't wait. Got just got confirmed, you know, taking a new job in New York. So I'm excited for that to be coming back to the city. You know, missed it. You know I've missed it. I've been ranting for damn near 2 years now.
Yeah.
Miss it so much. So like it's gonna feel good to actually get back up there. Already locked in an apartment. Oh, thanks to my boy Kev. Went to go look at that for me. God bless you. Yeah, man, things are just rolling in motion. Like it feels like things are just like one thing happened, then it's like a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. So definitely looking forward to being back up there. And as you said, the weather's getting better. And I'm gonna be up there as soon as the weather hits, when it like when it breaks consistently.
Yeah, there won't be any lags. Yeah, every day.
that consistent 65 and up, that shit hit different.
Danger
so,
alert.
Yeah. So I must definitely be 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely some weekday moves. Ah, I miss that, man. I think I said this last week. I miss making weekday moves.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I miss it. And it's crazy because I was like 95% going to move to Long Island City. I just needed the good brother Kev, my good friend, to just text me and tell me, like, bro, like, you're not thinking clearly.
I was surprised when I saw that in the chat. I was like, all right.
let me explain real quick, though. Bro, crazy rent deals in Long Island City. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, there's mad rent deals. There was barely any in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the spot I got, like that shit listed that exact day, and I got it that day. Whereas in LIC, all those brand new luxury buildings, it's like mad inventory. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll be able to get to work in 10, 15 minutes. Makes my life convenient, whatever. But I'm not thinking about my real life, you know? Like, right. you like, bro, you got to actually enjoy the neighborhood you live in. I'm like, damn, yeah. I do. Like, I promise. And even like I was thinking about like, oh yeah, on the weekends, like I'll get on the G or just take an Uber and come down to Brooklyn. But I'm not thinking about like, you know, regular life, weeknight moves and you know, just being able to do what I want to do and just, you know, feel that energy. Cause LIC ain't no energy out there.
Mm-mm.
None. There's no energy.
It's all in your building.
it's all in your building, exactly. You better love your amenities. You better love those amenities.
Yeah.
LIC kind of reminds me of Charlotte, honestly, like where it's like a bunch of like brand new, clean, but just quiet. And like that's not me. So like literally I'll be leaving one thing to go to the exact same thing. Whereas Brooklyn, even if I'm not doing anything, you just get off the train. And that walk from the train to your apartment is just different. Like it's like I remember why I moved here. I remember why I live here now. But when you said that to me, I was like, let me reassess Brooklyn. Because at first I was looking at Brooklyn and LIC. And you know, when you sort it by certain filters and stuff like that, it just like was so much LIC that just made so much sense. And then you texted me that. And I was like, let me look at Brooklyn again real quick. And I just happened to find that apartment. I was like, oh, shit. And it worked out perfectly. Because, yeah, I definitely was going to be an LIC head. And I'd be up in my high luxury building, depressed.
Yep. Sipping wine on your couch.
Yo, you would have hit me like, yeah, me and our mom meeting up on a Wednesday night. I can't. I'm not going. Then I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to Brooklyn on a Wednesday night. I live in Long Island City. Like, yeah, drinking wine on my couch. Yeah, since you're still living in Charlotte, except for on the weekends. So right. Yeah,
now we have a host of possibilities.
Yeah, thank you for slapping me back to reality.
No problem, man. What are friends like, for?
Damn. I was like, damn, I do love Brooklyn. What am I talking about?
Damn, this nigga love work. I mean, damn.
I was like, nah, I'll be close to work.
It's not that far.
It really ain't. But it really ain't.
I'm glad cooler heads prevailed.
You know? Yeah. It just happened to work out perfectly. It's like, oh, I looked again. That apartment was there. Cool, I got it. Let's go. But yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm like, I mean, I really can't tell right now because I'm just exhausted with, I guess, the burdens of moving and trying to schedule all that stuff. But once everything gets put in place and dates are like officially lined up, it's a wrap. And then when I get up there, I don't care what day of the week it is. I'm wilding. Like,
yeah, you're going to round up the troops.
Yeah, if I touch down on a Tuesday, I'm wilding. I don't care. There's something going on.
Yeah, it's just nice to be. I'm thinking about this time last year, just hoping for the summer just for warm weather. But this year, it's nice just to be hopeful for a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yep. More ease restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the thought of that is just because, like, last summer we were talking off wax about this, but last summer I think we made the most out of that summer in terms of what was available to us in terms like the options that we, you know, what we could and could not do.
But yeah, it was more like make the best of what might be given because we knew there's no vaccine. This is the life as it is now is going to be the life at least till the end of the year into 2021.
Yeah.
So hopefully the warmer it gets, we make the most of it, which we did versus this year, more and more people getting vaccinated, more and more restrictions getting lifted. So just more promising.
Yeah, because last year, we had fun, but it was like still super weird with like that extreme social distancing. And then you go out and you sit down and it's just like our table's over here. The next table's all the way over there. So it's like, yo, why we even come outside to do this? Like,
got you feeling like weird morally, like, is this really that? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it worth us spending $100 to sit here and be so far, you know? Like, so it made you
question ourselves in danger. Yeah. It's just a lot of unknown still, too.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
So I'm a bit more hopeful.
Much more.
This year around and to like think about what we were last year this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like how fast a year has flown by. And it felt like it when we were going through it. But like looking back now, it's like, wow, we're about to be on the other side, hopefully.
Yeah, it was the hope, but the hope is it's proven to be realistic. Just today, Cali said by next month, everybody eligible for. So like, we'll see.
I look forward to telling a lot of edited stories on this podcast about
the summer. Like we used to,
Just those give them like
be so much fun.
25-50% of what really happened.
Yeah. I do miss that too. Oh, those were the days.
Yeah. I miss those days. Like, yo, should I even say that? Like, I miss those days.
Yeah, this summer we're gonna see what a 30-year-old body does versus a 27-year-old. That's gonna be very telling, but
yeah,
I'm ready.
I'm definitely ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, because I mean, got a whole year built of pent up aggression.
Yeah, and
streets need me.
Yeah, mom's vaccinated, so the people I care about, you know, they good. I can't potentially.
Yeah.
No. Put them in any danger. So that's good. That, you know, alleviates that kind of stress from my mind. I don't have to quarantine for 2 weeks before I see people. So just a lot of mental unburdening. So it's good.
Hey,
and it's only March. So.
It's only March.
So
when that weather break? End of April, right?
Yeah, like, but I'm seeing May. By mid-April, seen a stretch by mid-April, so who knows?
Might have a hot summer.
Yeah, so you gotta, well, who am I kidding? Gonna be out regardless, but there's a certain range, I guess, just, but it'll break. It's breaking soon.
Yeah. New York summers. People, if you have not experienced one, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you do.
Oh, yeah, it's going to break soon. I mean, I'm looking at the first week. The first full week in April, the highs are all hovering around 60 to 65.
And
those are like mid-40s. I mean, it's
It's
the first week in April. So. Yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be like almost 80 degrees.
That's crazy.
That is. It's supposed to rain, but the rain's in the morning. God is good, ain't he?
You know that ain't ever stopped nobody.
It's in the morning.
Yeah.
Who cares?
80? One little sporadic 80 in March? People are going to be losing their minds tomorrow.
Warm weather.
I'm jealous. But it's cool. God gave me my time. He said, be patient.
Yeah.
Your time is coming, fam. Okay. All
right. Yeah, we'll see.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, people, so we decided to drop this a day late because, as most of you know, the NBA trade deadline was today at 3 p.m. And we didn't want to miss any large trades. And we're glad we actually did because every trade essentially happened today.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing that happened yesterday. We were texting yesterday and we were like, I guess nothing's happening today.
Yeah. Hopefully it picks up. we said yeah. to Warren dropping late. Did it?
Yeah.
I think up to this point, the Clippers had traded for cash. I was like, who cares? And some unknown player.
Why did I even mention this?
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the biggest trade to you from the day?
It's between the Gordon trade and the Oladipo trade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess between the two, I guess... I'm going to say the Gordon trade just because I'm not sure what, you know, he has. I have his stats up. He's a decent player, but put him next to a top five MVP candidate. And he's like, I think like 25 or 26 could really unlock him in a way that could really boost the team. Because they sent out Gary Harris, but then he's better than Gary Harris or Aaron Gordon. And then,
yeah.
He's going to probably take up more Millsap's minutes, who he's definitely better than as well. And then seeing next to Joker and Murray, who's came on strongly in the last couple of weeks, and then Porter, I'm excited to see that fit. Like, obviously, I'm not going to pick him out the West. So we can get to that. It's still the Lakers barn. We can get to that later. But it raises their ceiling.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Depot trade. But before I discuss that one, I've always thought that well, not always. In his first couple years in the league, I was like, oh, he's going to progress to be an all-star. And then he just kind of, like, never got there. Like, he's just kind of been stuck in this. What was he averaging, 15, 16?
15.
Yeah.
15, 6.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, got stuck in that range of, like, this is my ceiling. Probably not in the Nuggets either as third fiddle, but I could see him like averaging 18 to 20 points a game, like just from what I've seen from his game. So he definitely makes the Nuggets better. But I'm going with Depot just because he's been proving himself all year. With the Rockets, it's a different story because like they just ass. But when he was playing for the Pacers, he was putting up some numbers earlier in the season. Former All-Star. Goes to the Heat, who actually need him. They didn't have to really give up anything to get him. So you really have, now you have him and Jimmy Butler side by side, still have Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, and Bam. I mean, I forget about Bam.
Mm-hmm. And they picked up that dude from Sacramento. I forget his name. I'll find it as we talk, but I forgot his name. For a backup four.
So yeah, they definitely became more competitive in the East for sure. And which is good because the Nets need as much competition for the Nets as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fully agree. They gave up Bradley and Kelly Olynyk. So it's in a draft swap, but then you boosted your team and you kept your core, your top, four to five. You kept all your best players. So on the season, he's doing 21-5-5. I mean, so a closing
what's
lineup.
What's the splits looking like?
41-33-77.
It's not terrible. It ain't great.
Especially coming from the Rockets. I mean, nobody really. I think nobody. They lost like 20 straight or something last time I checked. So, the lineup with Butler, Bam, Oladipo, Tyler Hero, Duncan. I mean, it's formidable. It's very formidable. And for what you have to give up, it's promising. It probably would be my pick now out the East.
What? I
think
You picking them over the Nets?
I'm sorry. I mean, to pace the Nets in the Eastern Conference. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. To reach the Eastern Conference Finals.
Day.
No. No. The Nets are definitely. Maybe the straight. Like, yeah. To reach the Eastern Conference Finals, I should say.
Okay. I'm like, what?
Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
I'm watching too much Skip Bayless.
No. The Nets are without question.
Yeah, I mean, so how many games do you think they take the Nets?
Six.
Yeah.
Respectable six.
Yeah.
You know, Heat culture, but that's too much. But
if KD's not there, can they beat the Nets?
If KD's not there, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's the same thing like he was on the Warriors. He just puts them over the top.
Yeah, it's unfair when he gets back.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say to put a pin in the Gordon His best play, I think he played, was of It's a big trade, but it's not that. Vucevic. So it's like he's a good player, two-time All-Star, but he's not Joker, especially the way Joker plays, and which the way Joker, because of his talent, the way he can involve. So basically, if it doesn't work out, if his stats just remain the same in Denver, then he's just who he is. He's basically playing. There's few players that could just enhance. You're talking about Braun and like Joker, the way he plays. If he can't unlock you, then you're just a decent player. I mean,
well, if his stats remain the same, I think I have to watch him actually play to see if he's not actually improving, because true. He's gonna be the third or fourth option on there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Joker, true. Murray, and then it's gonna be nights where Porter Jr. is gonna be putting up more shots than you. So it just depends on how they true. Play him in that office to actually unlock him. Because mm-hmm. he might be averaging 15 still, but just more efficiently getting wide open threes. Joker catching him on cuts to the basket, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on how many shots he's getting up, and But I think he should definitely be in his best position he's been in his entire career.
Without question.
Yeah, in Orlando.
And kudos to him, because I saw him in with the Rockets. Rockets had interest. And the whole reason he demanded a trade is because he wanted to go to a contending team, and I think for branding purposes. So I'm like, sending you to Houston, be like, we don't give a fuck what you want.
Yeah.
So good for
branding
him.
Branding purposes.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Good for him.
But I'm glad he got a contender, though.
What do you think about the Vucevic trade?
I love it for Chicago.
Yeah.
I love it for Chicago. Yeah. I like, now they got two All-Stars. They can really make a playoff run. I mean, you're capped out of the ceiling. You're better than right now, you're in the play-in. If they don't make the playoffs, it'd be like a disappointment. But you got like a really good All-Star caliber player who probably wouldn't have signed there regularly. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, what's he doing on the season?
How old is he?
I want to say like 27 or 28. He's putting up 25 and 12.
He's young.
Don't quote me on that one. He's putting up 25 and 12 to go next to the dude that's averaging almost 30 on 50% shooting. I mean, they're
he's
top 30
years old. He's still young.
And you combine that with Zach LaVine's season. Right now, they're the 10th seed, I think. But the 10th seed, it's like a jumble between the 10th seed and all the way to like 3.
Yeah, but only separated by like, what, one or two games, right?
3 games.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Between the 4th seed and the 10th seed. So, assuming the fit's right, they could actually really raise up.
Interesting.
I don't know much about Wendell Carter or the Porter.
So that was my one concern, though. It's because I do think Wendell Carter Jr. is a promising prospect. Mm-hmm. He was good in college, and I don't think he's been fully unlocked yet in the league. He's only been in for like 2 or 3 years. But I didn't realize Vucevic was younger. I thought he was like 32, 33. That's why I was like, why would you give up a young prospect for it? Yes, Vucevic's going to put up numbers, but really, do you think he's going to put you over the top? But he's 30, so yeah. I mean, him and Zach LaVine, their ceiling now is a second-round exit, which is good for the Bulls because they were trash for years.
Yeah, their current ceiling was to hopefully win the play-in.
Yeah.
As it
and
stands
the East got
now,
mad competitive.
It did. Pray for our Knicks.
You might definitely watch.
I'm definitely tuning in at least to see the three teams, the Heat, the Bulls, and the Nuggets. I'm at least seeing how these fits look.
No, I'm thinking about playoff time.
Still not watching the Celtics.
Usually, like, you never want to watch, like, there's always, like, one or two series in the East that you just, like, I'm not watching it.
Oh, yeah, I text you about this. The way it's currently lined up, it's actually kind of pretty entertaining.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so.
You got Nets, Knicks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Hornets Heat might not last. We'll get to the LaMelo injury, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been exciting, but Melo's gone. We'll talk about that. So they're probably going to fall.
Yeah,
then Toronto gets in. Ugh.
Ah, Toronto's 11th. I hope they don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now, the playing is the Pacers and the Bulls. And the 7-8 are the Hawks at 7 and the Celtics at 8. We got Evan Fournier. That's the one I will not be watching to see how it develops. I'll see them in the playoffs if they make it.
Something with the Celtics, man. I just cannot watch them.
To have two all-stars, two young all-stars, and to be the eighth seed is crazy.
And a former all-star, like in Kemba Walker, or at least all-star caliber.
No, he's a former all-star. He's a former all-star. I haven't looked at his season stats because I respect him too much.
I think age is getting the best of him. He's like, he's still averaging like 18, I think. But if you watch him play, he just looks smaller. He reminds me of like IT when he went to the Cavs.
Right. Yeah.
He post looks like, hip, remember? Yeah. Like, you know how injury. Like on Boston, he just like, you knew he was small, but like, he was just like, yo, how's he scoring?
Oh, yeah.
Then he went to Cleveland and you were like, yeah, he's 5'9". Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about Kemba. Like, yeah, he's 5'10". He just looks so small on that court and so out of place.
But this, they got a good fit, Evan Fournier. They gave up two second rounders, so he should only help. Granted, it's Orlando. His stats were 23-4 on 46-39-80 split. So that's he's probably not going to average 20 because you already got two 20-point scores. But for a fourth option?
He's good.
Because he's definitely the fourth option offensively. Marcus Smart, maybe the better player overall.
Better than Kemba.
Definitely offensively, yeah. So. But they got a boost, and they didn't subtract anything.
I know.
In terms of their, so good for them.
You watching them?
No, I told you. I checked on them if they made the playoffs. Hell no.
That's my point.
They boring.
And even depending on who they playing in the playoffs, I might not watch that game.
Yeah, that's true.
It depends on who they playing. Like imagine if they match up with the Hornets. I'm not watching that.
I don't know if the Hornets going to make it. I joked about our Nets, but the Hornets my fault. But it again, like, after the top three, right now it's the Sixers, the Bucks, and the Nets. So 31-29, 30 wins respectively. And then it's a huge drop-off. The fourth seed has 22 wins. So I imagine Miami gets the fourth seed. But are they going to cover 8 wins? Anything's possible. I doubt it because there's such a huge gap.
Yeah, so, they're definitely going to end up in the fourth. Yeah, everything after that is kind of up in the air. But given that Melo got, what happened?
I have to go back on my because I feel fully confident saying the Nets finish first. So the Heat might not actually make it to the Eastern Conference because right now they're in the 4-5. So if they win their series, they'll face the number one seed, who I'm fully confident will be the Nets. So actually, I might have to go back on that.
I'm not that confident in the Nets being one. Not because of their talent, just because I don't think that they even care about it.
But they don't stop winning. They've lost like 2 games in the last.
I know, but you got Harden who's injured now. Kyrie's taking time off. KD is like just out indefinitely.
KD's out indefinitely. Yeah. Kyrie had a family emergency. I think 3 games. I don't know if Harden's going to be out that much. Steve Nash rested him even though Harden wanted to play. Mm. Harden, he wanted to rest him in the Portland game because he had neck soreness, but Harden pushed the play. So they rested them last night, in which they got blown out by the Jazz. So I don't know how nagging this neck soreness is going to be, I should say. Because gotcha. With just one of them, they still winning. They just beat Portland with just the one of them.
When's Embiid supposed to come back?
The last alert I read is that they're taking the AD-KD approach. They're resting him indefinitely. Just keeping him out so he's 100% for the playoffs.
That makes
sense. Can't argue with, yeah.
Nah, he's definitely injury prone, so.
So they'll probably lose the. Oh, ooh, I don't know, actually. They're 9-1 in their last 10, but so are the Bucks. Ooh, it might. Ooh, it's going to be a good race up top, actually. I'm going to say the Nets finish first, though.
I'm really praying for Giannis right now.
The Bucks are going to finish. Oh, the Bucks? I can see
no,
the Bucks.
No. Relax. That's not what I meant. I meant I need Giannis to take this challenge personally. Like,
I'm glad you highlighted for me.
You going to let KD come out of a walking boot and just be the best small forward in the East? You got to, Giannis, you got to come for that crown, man. I need him to. Because I know he gonna buck under the pressure if he faced Bron. But.
Well, this is good. He put up, great stats against the Celtics. But I was watching him close in moments in which he's passing the ball back to Chris Middleton to close out the game.
Did you see Chris Middleton yesterday, though?
Okay. All right.
No, but also that was Giannis' first game back from a knee sprain.
Okay.
So he wasn't 100%. And Chris Middleton was on yesterday. Like,
I'm saying, Chris Middleton gets the playoff time. I hope.
I know that. But what I'm saying is that was that the first game, the first matchup of the season when KD was being super aggressive with Giannis and pushing him down and all that stuff? Come on, Giannis. What you doing, son? What you doing? Like, I need Giannis to really be aggressive, man. Like, come, man. Try to win. Mm-hmm. If the Nets get eliminated by the Bucks, I just need every team to have that energy when they face the Nets. Like,
I'm sure. That's why I like the Heat. But
I got like the trades that happened, though.
I do, too.
And the
Celtics, you're out of it.
And the potential for them to pick up LaMarcus Aldridge after the buyout in the buyout market.
It's sounding very likely. It's sounding very likely. They're the front runners. So I like that.
That's not a bad pickup at all. LaMarcus, was he still averaging like 13 this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he,
I like that.
You know, as outdated as his game is, he still got that
14-5-2.
Yeah, he still can got that turnaround post-up shot that's like damn near unstoppable.
Yeah, 46-36-84 splits. Come off the bench as a scoring puncher off the bench.
And all you lost was Kelly Olynyk and replaced him with LaMarcus Aldridge.
And Avery Bradley, who you replaced with Victor Oladipo.
Come on now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll see.
Brooklyn just still looks like they just can't be beat, honestly. But
they still my pick. Thank God they didn't get JJ. Because I thought for sure this is where we were headed. Because his family's here. So thank God the Mavs stepped in and boosted their team. Got a little shooting. I'm happy for them.
Good
for Luka. Norman Powell to Portland. Good for Dame. He averaged almost 20 points. I didn't even know.
Norman?
Yeah.
I called him Norman. Norman? He averaging 20? Sheesh.
Yeah, and almost 50. Wow.
That's good. They need that.
It's really just the points, but he's averaging 23-2. But look, 50, 44, 87 splits.
Oh, shit. That's because I don't watch the Raptors play. I have no idea.
As you shouldn't have known that. Good.
I have no idea.
You're living life right.
I have no idea what he's been doing.
I'm watching the Tampa Bay Raptors.
Stop it.
Please.
He's also a really great defender. And as much as I love Dame and CJ, they're not good defenders. So you need a good wing defender who can lock up in playoff time. So that'd be good. Take some of that pressure off of Dame and CJ.
Their full best player. Because Shaq coming back. What's his name? They're big.
Oh, Nurkic.
Yeah. He did to the Lakers.
I was like, who?
But he tweeted he was coming back too. So they headed to the home stretch.
You follow him on Twitter?
No, I got an alert. It was like Bleacher Report was like, he's like, doing his own take on, because it's trade deadline, everybody's announcing stuff.
So they gotcha. Alert.
Yeah, he's trying to be funny. I'm happy for Dame. Make an MVP run, Dame.
If they ever play defense, they'll be a tough out, but they just do not play defense.
Yeah, right now they 6-4, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean, out east, that's about all the relevant stuff, right?
And the East got some competitive teams.
I'm happy. I was
thinking you got Brooklyn,
Bucks, Milwaukee,
Sixers,
Heat.
The Knicks are playing hard. I'm gonna give them some props this year. The Bulls.
Yeah. The Hawks. The Celtics.
That's eight teams right there. And the Pacers, as much as I hate watching them, they're still gonna be competitive.
Right.
I hate
watching. They got LeVert back.
I hate
watching. Yeah, they're not my first option or second.
No. Like that Bulls Pacers playing game that ends up being that.
Bulls Pacers.
That's straight to NBA TV.
Yeah, I don't. I may watch it.
It depends on what else is on. You know, sometimes
I think they're doing that at the end of the season. They're going to do it at the end of the season.
Oh, if it's a plan, you're right.
Yeah.
If it's a plan, there won't be nothing else on. You're right.
So I think between that and the stakes, because that – actually, I can't use that. It's only been one game.
But that was a good game.
It was a great game, yeah. But it's not fair to you. It's small sample size. So. But yeah, I watch it just because of the stakes.
Yeah. Man, I don't like watching the Pacers. That's 9 teams right there.
I agree.
And I would include the Hornets, but LaMelo's out for the season. So that kind of that takes away from it. Because he's been balling this year.
Oh, we'll get to him. Just wrap up trades. I guess out west, if I look at the contenders, the Clippers, they got Rajon Rondo and sent.
I'm not moved.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The man's averaging like 2.3 points a game or something.
Don't do
like
that.
3.2?
4-2-4.
I'm not moved.
40, 38, 50% split. That's 50 from the free throw in case you're wondering at home.
Yeah, baby, Draymond Green. I'm good.
So playoff Rondo, you finally ready to pronounce him dead?
Gassed out.
That's what we thought last year. We thought we didn't even want him to play.
He's on the Lakers. I don't care. That'll motivate anybody. The Clippers, nah, fam. Basement team. We're not worried about you.
It's a good gamble for them, but yeah, I'm not.
Let go of Lou Will?
I don't even know what Lou Will been doing. But they need a playmaker. They need a playmaker.
I don't watch the Clippers either.
They need a playmaker. They didn't have, at the point guard position, they got an upgrade. Yeah, and they got Luke Kennard. He do the same thing Lou William do. They gave him $64 million.
He don't do the same thing Lou Will do.
He don't. He don't.
I was like, what?
No, he don't.
Nah, he don't. Well, actually, Lou Will, I really haven't watched too many Clippers games this year. But I know in the bubble last year, he did not look good.
No.
He looked like he was off when he got to the bubble.
Him and Trez were terrible.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, facts.
Thank God.
Definitely did not want to be there, though.
But I liked the gamble for them. I don't like them. But I guess because they were, I was going to mention with Kyle Lowry, Lonzo Ball, which never really, I never think they didn't have the assets. So they clearly wanted a playmaker. So
those trades, I'm upset didn't go through, though. Like Lonzo Ball didn't get to go somewhere. Like Lonzo was rumored to go to the Knicks. So, like I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
He's been coming on lately. He has having a really good season. For now, we got Julius Randle.
Yeah.
What I feel about what?
Our heads caved in by the Wizards currently. We'll see.
Oh, that's fun. Such a trash team. I don't understand them either. You got Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. And y'all are currently, what, 12th in the East? 13th?
13th.
They're dookie.
They are 15th and 27. So, yeah, they got, what, 30? Every team plays 72 games this season?
Yeah.
So they got 30 games.
How are y'all that bad?
It's over now. It's trade deadline. It's done. It's coming. It's playoff start.
They didn't even
Little under 2 months. We got bigger concerns, but hey, I'm looking at the Western standards.
I would have blew it up, traded Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. It's over.
Beal must have said he's going to ride it out because I can't even imagine. He a loyal soldier, so when he said he's out, he's out.
Is he on a Supermax?
I think he signed a 2-year extension, I want to say.
That's probably why he's staying. He going, yeah.
He going to brawn it, play out his contract?
Nah, I mean, I think he going to do something James Harden-esque. Think about James Harden. Every time he was available for an extension, they just kept extending him when he was in Houston.
But James Harden bolted with 2 years on his contract. I think Beal expires after next season.
Super max it up.
So that's more in line with.
That's probably what you're about. Signing two, by then, probably 275, 300.
Damn.
Mm-mm-mm. I live in D.C. for that. Chocolate City. I'll figure it out.
You're letting Pout on the bench?
Huh?
And Pout on the bench?
Not the first season. All that new money coming? Not the first season.
That's true.
The second season when, you know, you just get used to the direct deposit, it's always hitting the same.
Yeah.
That's when it just when it sets in, like, ah, I shouldn't be here.
Well, yeah, looking at it. I'm looking at the standings. That's about it in terms of Jazz ain't do anything. Yeah, Suns ain't do anything. Is it time? I think the Warriors swapped a play with the Spurs. Talk about it. Talk about them. Is it time? I mean, between the injuries and they didn't. Okay, just stay on the trade. How do you feel about them not trading? I think it was KCP, Dennis Schroeder, and Wes Matthews for Kyle Lowry.
It was too much.
I agree.
I'm glad they didn't.
I agree.
Too much.
I agree.
Kyle Lowry is 35 years old.
I agree. I'm fully with you.
I'm not mad at that. But to make no moves at all, you didn't put all your eggs in Kyle Lowry's basket.
I think their moves are in the buyout.
Who? Drummond? Who else is getting bought out?
I saw they were looking at Avery Bradley. I'm not moved, but
no one's moved.
If you get Drummond and you have a fully healthy team, you don't fully healthy LeBron and AD, and Drummond replaces Mark Gasol.
I understand that, Kev, but think about how much LeBron and AD have to do for that team to succeed, right?
It's been that way all year.
It shouldn't have to be that way. That's what I'm saying, though.
Like, LeBron is getting older.
I'm not saying he's showing signs of wear and tear. I'm saying, like, you got one or two more years of him playing like this, and you want to just wear him into the ground. But, like, I love Caruso. I love THT. I'm all right on Kuz, but, like, they ain't it. None of them are it. You need a proven guy. And it would have been nice to get Kyle Lowry. Drummond?
Mm-mm. No. I like Drummond more than Kyle Lowry. Because you don't have to give up.
I said it would have been nice to get all of them. They need something like that, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah.
Especially to go against the Nets. Going against the Nets?
I like their team. It's healthy.
I do too, but they got three superstars over there.
I mean, there's just no realistic move for them to make. What else could they have done? It's not like they want to give up THT for Kyle Lowry, amongst other things.
I would never.
You're not going to do that.
Never. I would never.
Oladipo?
I'd have gave up Caruso. They didn't want
Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, and a draft swap. Oh, Lakers couldn't have done something like this, actually.
They could have definitely did something like that.
Okay, so, all right. So that we're in agreement there then. They could have made some kind of offer to rival that. So we agree there. We
maybe agree Depot there. Just maybe Depot told him he didn't want to go there. Maybe he said he didn't want to go to Miami. Whatever. It wouldn't shock me. The man, like, first of all, he was in Indiana. He said that he didn't ask if he traded.
No, I didn't say you're wrong.
He wants to bring a championship. That's what I knew the nigga was lying.
Nah, that sick ass article that you told me about in which he was openly lobbying rival teams to trade for him in front of his teammates is some of the sickest behavior I've ever heard in my life.
Disrespectful. Great. Then you get to Houston, and granted, they are trash, but he turned down a 2-year extension. Yeah. And I was like, all right, this dude just all over the place.
Yeah, you're not long for this, bro. Yeah, it's like, yeah, nah. They trade on you.
So now he in Miami.
I guess we're moving a little past the trade. Yeah, ain't no more trade. So
yeah, no.
The Lakers, they are 28 right now and 16. LeBron Raymond James, as I sat on the couch around 4 p.m. on a warm Saturday, I was looking at something, glanced back down, watched it on my phone. He's writhing in pain.
Yep.
Gets up. I didn't even see that he got up and hit a three and then jogged back down. It's like, I got to call it. In that moment, I'm thinking, all right, you out for the game. I don't think it's season ending. That's just my thoughts in the moment. Not sure how serious it is. I just thought, and those are my initial thoughts. Mm-hmm. As Shams is saying today, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. Jesus. 4 to 6 weeks from last Saturday puts it at about anywhere between mid-April to late April. So you're talking about 12 to 20 games. So they're, 28 and 16. So they're 44. So they have 28 more games. If you're saying that the bulk are definitely going to miss LeBron and AD. Hopefully some have AD. Basically, how far do you think we're going free fall? They're the fourth seed now, and they haven't won a game since LeBron got injured on Saturday. They've lost to the Pelicans, lost to the Suns. They have the Sixers tonight, which they're going to lose. So it's not even a question.
Possibly 6 or 7.
And that's my biggest.
They better not fall to 7 and end up in the play-in.
That's
be crazy.
My biggest concern. Am I going to pick them in the play-in? Yes, but I don't want it to even get there.
Oh, my God.
I don't want it to get crazy. There. Their last game is on the 16th of May. They need the rest. Because then the playoffs start the 22nd. So I assume that week is the play-in.
The playoffs start the 22nd of May? Good to know.
It's not.
What day of the week is that?
22nd probably a Saturday. Oh, it always starts on a Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, good. Mm. All right, cool. Yeah, line it up. Figure out where I'm going to be.
And oh, God, this stretch. I saw them without. It's bad.
What? Without?
Just without LeBron. I seen the Lakers.
They look trash. I cut the game on. I watched the first quarter. I said, I'm good.
I can't do it. Yeah, I can't
do it. They look lost.
It's bad for my health. Yeah.
They look trash, but it just goes to show the greatness of Bron, though, because obviously I saw the fall off when AD was out and like how much more Bron had to do to get to make them, you know, be successful and win. But when he's not there, it reminded me of like the 07 Cavs, man, just like a bunch of people running around.
It's glaring. Obviously, I would have assumed, but just to see it. Then it makes me wonder, like, just these teams, like the Nets didn't have any of their big three. They lost by 30. It just really amplifies how much stars, and obviously it's LeBron, so it's to the highest level, just mm-hmm. what they bring to stars bring to teams. Because LeBron was out there, and his second best player was Dennis Schroeder, and they was running through him recently. And it looked like he was revving in a shape, like playoffs. 37 yep. against the Hornets. Another lost MVP run, but at this point, that's the
if he get a ring, it'd be more important, though.
It's always more important. I'm just saying, between last year, COVID stops the season, pretty much stops that in place, and now this year, injury, Solomon Hill. We just never know. But I'm looking at their schedule, and it's tough. It's tough, man. It's they got Cleveland on Friday, but you can't really.
They might lose that, too.
They have Orlando on Sunday.
They might lose that, too. They need to
get whatever wins they can, but it's Miami, Milwaukee, the Clippers, Brooklyn, Boston.
And no team's going to take it easy on them either.
Oh, no. Utah, Dallas. Some of these are twice because of the back-to-back.
Oh, shit.
It is rough. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. I just
you
don't
said,
even.
You said you ain't watching none of the games?
No, that's another thing. I'm unwinding Saturday, watching the game, looking ahead at the schedule. Oh, Bron versus Zion. Oh, Bron versus the Lakers Suns. Mm. You know, Lakers Sixers. That's another. It's just another team off the ledger. I can't watch them.
Yeah. Don't refuse to do that to myself.
Next thing now is to see what they do in the buyout market.
They better get Drummond, man.
I was seeing the Knicks, the Celtics, of course, the Nets. So I don't
that man
know.
Is a freak, man.
We like need something.
Video game. His number. He really putting up video game numbers for real.
18, 14, 3, a block and almost 2 steals.
Yeah.
You plug him in for buyout money? To replace the
what's buyout money like 2 mil or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, what do you get? Oh my god,
he'd be less than Marc Gasol.
Ugh, we should have bought Marc Gasol out.
We really should have.
Free up a roster spot.
They say you're gonna be on the minutes restriction. It's been like that.
It's so glaring how terrible he is.
I was hopeful. Okay, maybe a little out of shape to start this. No.
He can't make a three and he'd be wide open.
He can't score and he can't defend.
He's useless.
I think he's making more money than we paid McGee or Dwight.
Why did we let Dwight go again?
I don't know. McGee I was fine with.
Yeah.
I'll be, all right, keep Dwight, but no.
Both of them.
Now we have no true big.
Gasol's our largest big, our real big. And then after that, it's Trez, who's like 6'6".
Good offensively, Drummond, but yeah.
Imagine if they would have had Drummond and Dwight been the backup.
Ah.
Come on.
What's the latest? Let me see if there's any latest.
Rob did so well last year in free agency.
Now, Rob worked the phones.
Yeah,
I mean, we came in looking good, and then Brooklyn just over the course
everyone
of
now just outclassed
3 months.
Everyone.
I mean, if we're fully healthy, it's any other team in the East. Are you really you gonna pick against the Lakers if they're fully healthy?
I'm not picking the Nets over the Lakers.
I'm not either. But okay, rephrase it. Is your concern level is highest with the Nets? So after that, how concerned are you with the rest?
To not beat really.
The Lakers. Exactly.
But I just know that LeBron and AD gonna have to do so much. It's so glaring. Like when they're off the court, even when they're playing, when they sit down, how terrible. Like these dudes cannot initiate offense. Like THT can. And Schroeder can get some shots off every now and then, but like Marc Gasol really is cooked.
Yeah. That's a concern. Hopefully these players who know their names have been openly shopped and trade, they come back. Cause remember how the LeBron and the young Lakers came back with the crowd chanting LeBron, when is you gonna trade?
Oh,
you?
They
was dead on arrival after that, man. It was done after the trade deadline. LeBron wanted to trade.
And look at B.I. now.
Still hate Bron.
Yeah, he definitely not a fan. But look at him. What was he averaging, like 23? He bowling.
So I hope, man. You know, that doesn't. Ay, ay, ay.
LeBron wants to trade you. Disrespectful.
That's the flip side, I guess, is they rested, hopefully. I mean, how much just can hope you rest on like, rehab?
Man? I was going to say, I hope they're not, like, because you're resting, but not, hopefully they won't be, like, too out of shape, depending on how late in the season they come back. And you're trying to ramp it up quickly for the playoffs, that can lead to more injury potential, potentially.
And we saying playing, but who said they're not the 11th seed by the time Calgary arrives?
That'd be disrespectful. I'd be so upset before the playoffs start.
All right, we'll just do it. When they played the Hawks, they were the 3rd seed. They were like a game behind. They're pretty much neck and neck, tied for 2nd with the Suns. Yeah. They're now the 4th seed. They're 4 games back from 1st. So we'll see. We'll see. Denver has 26 wins. So we can also maybe get some help with other teams losing.
Denver's playing well, though.
And it just got an asset. So I'm just saying we need – Portland just upgraded them. Everybody below us upgraded except the Spurs. But the Spurs are 8. I don't even want to consider playing territory. The Mavs and the Spurs are in the playing right now.
Yeah, nah.
They're the 7th and 8th. Come on now. You don't have to just play
that
week. It hurts, yeah. And look at that schedule when you get a chance. That's what really hurts. It is tough.
I'm good.
It is tough. I trust you. It's tough, man.
I got enough things going on right now. I trust you. Shit, just depressing. It's cool. I trust Bron. He's gonna come back right on time.
Well, he's the least of my concerns. I have no doubt he come back. Is it like what is he coming back to?
Well, maybe
when's AD coming back. He should come back. Go.
No, I was gonna say maybe this time off will give the other players some confidence.
Okay, yeah, let's look at the fleet.
That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like they, you know, Schroeder starts putting up 20 points a night when you know which goal's gone. THT gets in that 13 to 15 range. Same with Kuz. Mm-hmm. You know, then they super confident. Yeah, Trez gonna put up his. He gonna get his 15 to 10.
He been putting up numbers.
Yeah, so you know they all be confident, and then when the stars come back, the Calvary comes back. You know the morale is still high. That's the only thing I can really hope for. I don't know what else to hope.
I presume AD's gonna come back before. Last I read was 2 weeks. So say they line in, it's like 3 weeks. He's still gonna probably come back before Bron, because he definitely. I don't even know the last time he played. I think he got injured in. I want to say January, early January. I can't even. Don't quote me. But
if they can go 500 in this time, that's a win.
You beat you, come on.
That's a win.
Chill out. That's not happening.
No.
A win. That's a miracle if they could go 500.
And I look at the schedule. You're not going 500 though.
I just need them enough to maintain at least the 6th seed. My expectations are very low.
You know what I think of Vogel as a coach?
Come on now.
Drawing up great plays.
Let me look at the latest on AD. He needs to come back because he definitely needs to get in the. He can't just come back and start the playoffs.
No, he was out of shape before he got hurt when the season started.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, he came in low key looking like Harden.
Yeah.
That was very underreported how out of shape he looked.
Oh, gosh. That's another hope. He comes back. He starts to find a splitting without Braun. If he's back
he
to his old
so
self,
depressed. Oh, gosh. Because
this could really go anywhere. Like, if they come back healthy, I'm very confident. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different team. I just don't know what they come back to and how much uphill.
Kev,
worst case, what?
Where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
You good either way.
Yeah,
you got something to celebrate either way.
There you go. You're right. It's just in the moment. It's tough.
It is tough to see Bron potentially go out like this.
What a 6 weeks. It was all good just a week ago.
It really was. Ah.
This is crazy. Bron was just.
Yeah, that roster is dookie.
I need some buyout news by the weekend. I need something, some good buyout.
I don't know
news.
Who else is getting bought out that really, besides Drummond.
Let me see. They said Drummond, LaMarcus, but it looked like he going to the Heat. I saw Jeff Teague, Jabari Parker. They call it buyout for a reason.
Yeah.
Drummond is the prize. You don't get people averaging, well, I said 18 and 15 just for $2 million.
Jeff Teague?
Yeah.
What's he doing this year?
You'd have to tell me.
Let me look that up real quick.
Tell me, beloved.
I don't even want... I shouldn't even be searching this.
Oh, dear God.
Nah,
he's made... According to Vogel, Davis, this is as of today. Davis has made progress, but he remains a ways away.
So God.
What's the... Okay. I'll just tap back in mentally.
Oh, T got traded. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But he's going to get waived. They ain't going to keep him.
He's averaging 6.9, 2-2.
Excuse me?
6.9, so 7 points a game, 1.7 rebounds, so 2 rebounds, and then 2 assists. His shooting splits aren't, 41, 48, 83.
What's Avery Bradley doing? They said that was a target.
I haven't heard anything about him. I wouldn't be mad about a Jeff Teague signing.
It has to start with Drummond.
In addition, it
be one of the signings.
Avery Bradley, 8.5, 2-1. Jesus. This dude's 30. 44, 36.5, 78 shooting splits.
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
Oh.
He said it's called the buyout market for a reason.
It is. Imagine if Drummond wasn't available. Jabari and we don't even know. Parker. We favored to get him. It's not a guarantee.
What team is Jabari Parker on?
I want to say he was on the Kings.
They buying him out? Damn.
No, I think he's getting released. Yeah, you're right.
What's the number two overall pick? That's crazy. Oh.
All right, don't mention it then. You said enough. You said enough, beloved. It's cool. We don't need him. I get it. We don't need him.
This man is 26 years old. Wow.
Cooked?
I don't know if they're not giving him the minutes or not, but. Jesus, Louises. Man's averaging 3 points a game, 2 rebounds. And 0.3 of an assist.
Apparently, we in the running. The Knicks and the Lakers in the running for Drummond.
I mean.
Yo, if it happens, look. It's a win-win, like you said.
Yeah, I'm not upset the Knicks get him. But I'm slightly upset because it's like, that ain't really doing nothing for the Knicks. Like, y'all.
That's
not
what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that ain't doing nothing for y'all. Look, do y'all really need him? Like, no.
There's still hope. That's all I'm going to say. Once we lose the hope, I'm just focused on outside. I ain't even watching the game. There's still strong hope.
Who knows? Just waiting for the sun after that.
Yeah. A month from now, hopefully AD's back revving into shape.
Yeah.
Drummond's next to him in the front court.
Yeah, all these games are just box score watching now.
Because everybody, I think they even looked at McGee. Couldn't get him.
He went to Denver. Shit, Nuggets got him too.
Oh, they also mentioned Hassan Whiteside. What's happening? You know, we're not there yet. There's no need.
I forgot.
Don't get Drummond, then we'll revisit. Yeah, I don't really have any more Laker angst. So let me go to your part of town. LaMelo. I think the same day, right?
Yep. Fractured his wrist. Out for the season. That hurts. That's was really, really balling, like coming on, like really fast for a rookie, like living up to the hype.
Yeah, he had rookie of the year locked up.
Yeah, locked up. Fractured wrist.
Heading towards a playoff, Bert.
Yeah, it sucks because I just don't see the Hornets. Like, I mean, they might make the playoffs. I just don't, if they do make it, I don't see them being competitive. Like with him, I was like, oh, they're going to give someone a run for their money. They probably won't go win, but it would have been very entertaining to watch him play.
Right.
Now you got Gordon Hayward and Terry Rozier.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. So it ain't looking pretty for him. I mean, I wish him a speedy recovery, though, because, I mean, it just sucks. It, like, literally cut his rookie season short, and he was really balling.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, one of the young talents in the league, so it would have been nice to see him potentially in the playoffs.
Yeah, injuries in general, to even a larger, to your point. Bron, KD, AD, LaMelo. I'm missing people.
Steph. Embiid.
Yes.
Joel Embiid is out. Like,
it sucks.
Sucks, but hey. Oh, Klay Thompson didn't play this season. Like, it's a lot of players that are out. Yeah, sucks for real. But hopefully they're all hopefully half of those players are resting. You know, just being very cautious for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even, like, the Warriors, I think they're still in the play-in right now.
10th seed, yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Steph in the playoffs. He can carry them to at least one win.
Them in a play-in, I would love.
That'd be so much fun.
Would be fun, yeah. That needs to happen.
That'd be
it don't really seem like they're going to get it into the top six anyway, so it probably will. I guess what we saw, let me just run the teams ahead of them. You can just say yay or nay. The Jazz.
No.
The Suns.
No.
The Clippers.
No.
This one going to hurt the Lakers.
I really hope not.
Right now, there's a 6-game separation.
When's Steph coming back?
They said a week. That was as of they had a national televised game. I want to say yesterday, so by next week he should be back.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I have faith in the Lakers. Don't let me down.
The Nuggets.
No, they going up.
Yeah, the Blazers.
Nah, they going up too.
Yeah, the Mavs.
Wow, the Lakers are really going to drop.
Now you see it.
Yo,
now you see the science. Yeah.
Yo, these fools going to end up in the play-in.
Oh, word. All this shit we popping. Yo, it'd be nice to see Steph in the play-in, and it is against the Lakers. Oh, God almighty.
Yo, they might end up in the play-in for real. No, they're not going to be better than Portland. What's the last team you just mentioned before that?
The Mavericks.
Nah, you're not going to. The Spurs, they might take over.
Yeah, okay. Those are 8. They 10. The Grizzlies in front of them, but that's right now they face the Mavs instead of the Spurs. I'd actually want to move up.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see, man. Ooh. I mean, with the play-in, the Pelicans, the Kings, and the Thunder are all at 19 games. They're 3 games out of the play-in. Shit is wild.
The league gonna try to force the Pelicans in somehow.
Oh, don't do that. Zion been beasting, but I mean,
he been beasting, but it ain't my cup of tea.
I'm good with everybody. Whoever take this, who you want to take the Spurs spot? I think we can agree that they're the team we don't want to see from the ones. Because I don't really want to see the Jazz, but it's pretty much impossible. They're gonna be in the playoffs.
So yeah.
Realistically,
what's the 3 teams that's after them? You said the Pelicans. Who?
Pelicans, Kings, and Thunder. I don't think you need to hear anything.
Well, then if that's the case, then the Pelicans.
Over the Spurs?
Like that I would want to see?
No, in the playoffs. Locking the top
wanna,
in.
Yeah, not I don't want
to see.
Oh, I think you're saying, like, who would I want to knock out of the play-in and then replace them with? Oh, I was like, I don't want to watch the Spurs play at all. But yeah, the Warriors sanity. For sure. Then, like, the Spurs can just drop all the way out and the Pelicans can fall on that 10 somewhere.
There you go.
All that Zion love. He's been beasting, but I can't get into it.
Nah.
It's not my cup of tea, all those layups. It's just not my cup of tea, fam. Before we sign off.
Yeah, I refreshed everything. I'm just before you, no new news. So gotcha. Go ahead.
Before we sign off, we gotta, I don't even know if we should even touch on this shit.
No, not yet. No, it's still too much. I know you're going
There's
too much unknown. I don't think we should.
Save it till we have more details. Okay. Settled.
Yeah. It's just going from bad to worse, though. That's all I'll say. I might tell you the same thing next week. It's getting bad, but no, we don't need to touch that.
Yeah, not till something gets confirmed.
That's a different type of doom and gloom. So I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to, because you start talking allegedly and people just come with it.
Yep. I'd rather react to facts. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. We off that. Anyway, mm-hmm. People, as always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full length video clips up there. Same thing on IGTV. The audio of the podcast is available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. We're there. Anything else? No, that's it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool. Come home, Drummond.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.